Shalom to all. Today's office chon daf tadi. Hey, where's our inside down on the base? Bottom line with the words of Hutabacha. And today's office sponsor is Nishmas Marshmim Sharbat Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amash to have an Aliyah. So we're going to start Hutabacha. There was a butcher, which means really a sheikhet. Domel the Chavri told his friend, not really his friend, just a fellow. We're going to see in a moment why they weren't really friends. Tadi Abadaf on top. He tells him, Yahavah Pais Minai. Loosely translated, this means, if you were on good terms with me, Milay Safai Lachami Shashal Patim Davi Esmol, when I have given you from the fat and shore that I did yesterday, I shechted this Geshmaka shore yesterday, and if me and you were on good terms, if we were friends, then I would have given you some of it. So the fellow responded to him, Achlim Shufri Shufri, I ate from the best of that shor. Amalei, so the sheikh told him, Minalach, where'd you get it from? Amalei, so he responded, Zavim plenty of Kacham Vesafali, that non-Jew had bought it from you, and he gave some to me. So Amalei, the sheikh told him, Ha, Trey Avdi, I actually shechted two shvarim, who treifa hava, and the one that you got from the non-Jew was a treifa. Now we have a big issue. Does that mean that we can't trust any of the meat in the market anymore? Remember, as we had said in the previous Gemara, that as long as all or even the majority of sheikhtim in town, the people who are going to be slaughtering animals, are Jewish, so Yid can buy meat even from a non-Jewish butcher, that's because he's getting his meat from the sheikhet. I wouldn't have to be chayshet there's a treifa, because either there would have been an announcement made, or if it's a place where they don't make announcements, then there wouldn't be a treifa on the market anyway. The problem is, now that we just discovered that there is a treifa, maybe we have to be chayshet with all the non-Jewish butchers that they have a treifa. Some rabbi says, no, b'shvil shayta zesh also shalika hagen, just because of this shayta, this fool, he acted improperly on Nesar Kol Makailin, we're going to aser all the meat shops, we're not going to aser everything just because of this one isolated incident. Now rabbi Latame, rabbi Zashidase, the Amr, he says, Makalim Tabach Yisrael, when we have butcher shops, meat shops, but the tabachim, the sheikhtim, are yidin, basar nim tzbiyak v'chavim, mutter. Meat which is coming from a non-Jewish butcher, it's 100% permitted, and therefore, as we just said, this is a one-off situation, wouldn't have to be chayshesh. Now, Ikad Amri, some say that this is what was said. Amr Rebbe said, Mnei shayta zed, di chavin l'tzuri l'chavre, just because of this fool, he wants to mitzar the other fellow, meaning he lied. He didn't actually sell treifa to the gaisha butcher, he just lied in order to get at the other fellow to make him think like he ate treifa. Anu neser kol makailin, we're going to answer all the other butcher shops, and therefore everything's okay. But now, based on the second lashon, we're going to make a diuk. The only reason why all the meat in the other non-kosher butcher shops is okay is because this fellow lied. He just wanted to metzair the other one. But if that wasn't the situation, meaning if we know for sure that he actually did sell a treifa to a non-kosher butcher, usher, that's mashma, that other meat from non-kosher butchers would be usher, because we have to be chayshesh, then not only this treifa, but maybe other treifas as well were sold to other non-kosher butchers. The problem is, at the time, you have a bray, as we just quoted before, Rebbe and Rebbe says, Makailin, mitabach Yisrael, when we have butcher shops, and the sheikhtim are yidin, basar nim tzbiyag chavim, mutter. Meat which is by a non-Jew is 100% permitted. So why would we have to be chayshesh that other treifa meat was sold to non-Jewish butchers? Maybe again, this is just a one-off situation. Answer is that no, shani hacha, this case would be different. This chazak yisura, you have a confirmed esser, and that creates a new chazak of esser, and that's why we'd have to be chayshesh in this particular situation. And now we've gone to a big discussion. Amar Rav, he tells us, basar, meat, kimish and esalim and ayin, once it's been removed from somebody's eye, meaning once it's unsupervised, even for a short amount of time, says Rashi, usser, one's not allowed to eat it. And that's because we're afraid that it was switched for nevela, for non-kosher meat. And that's even if it was on his table, Rashi says, l'sha achas, which doesn't literally mean 1 hour, just means a short amount of time. If this meat was unsupervised, it's 100% usser. I'm asking a number of questions on this. Meisvei, we just had this brass, Rebbe, and Rebbe says, makalim tabach Yisrael, basar nim tzibayak kachavim, mutter. Meat that's come from a non-Jewish butcher is 100% permitted. And that's even though it wasn't under Jewish supervision. We see it's perfectly fine. Basar shen esalim and ayin is not a problem. The Gemara says, no, nim tzibayak kacham shani, the fact that it was found by the non-Jew is different. In other words, the Rebbe shechtim are yidin, so even a non-Jewish butcher is assumed to have obtained his meat from a yid, and the non-Jew himself most definitely didn't slaughter it, and therefore we follow those Rebbe shechtim that are yidin, and that's where it's coming from a non-Jewish butcher, it's permitted. However, if it was nis'alim min ha'ayin, it was munach, it was left completely unsupervised, so we'd have to be chayshish, it was exchanged for nevela. How would that happen? Through arvim, through ravens, says Rashi, that it could be a bird brought it from a totally different place, from a different city, where the majority of meat would be non-kosher, and that would be this for it. We continue another question though, Tashma, your Mishnah has brought up a number of different sechtes. We have 9 stores, 9 butcheries, kulan mechas basar shchuta, all of them sell kosher meat, v'achas mechas basar nevela, and one of them, meaning the 10th one, it sells non-kosher meat, v'lokach me'achas mehen, a fellow went into one of the stores, and he bought meat, v'ini yodei me'ez me'lokach, and he totally forgot, wasn't paying attention to, didn't know what store he bought it from, sfeikai usser, that suffik is usser, that's called kol kavua, kemechtal mechzadami. He went into a place, it was kavua, it was set, it wasn't moving, it's a store, we say that that's a 50-50 chance, it could be went to a kosher one, could be went to the one non-kosher one, however, benimtza, if it was found, we follow the rive, and that's because we say called it parish, meruba parish, something that's separated, it was removed from the stationary situation, so we assume that it came from the rive, and since right over here are kosher butcher shops, so we could assume this piece of meat that we found was kosher, and that's even though it was in this almina ayin, a person just found it on the street, it's still not a problem, we don't have to be chashish that birds came and brought a non-kosher piece of meat, we say clearly not like Rav. Says the Gemara, no, over here also we're talking about where it's found by a non-Jew, and since the majority of butcher shops are kosher, we can assume this is a kosher piece of meat. We have another question. Tashma, what's about basar? If a person found meat, we go after the majority of sheikhtim, and they're from the majority of Jewish sheikhtim, we can realize this is kosher. for meat. Now, v'mevoshel, let's say the meat that was found was cooked, so we follow the majority of people who eat meat in the city. And even if the majority of butchers are kosher, if the majority of the people who eat meat are non-Jewish, so as soon as cooked meat was made by the non-Jew, and you wouldn't be allowed to have it. And once again, we see that we're talking about meat that was found, and still we see that the majority are Jewish, the meat's okay, and it means that basar shana salmon ayin is perfectly fine. And v'chitim, if you want to suggest, we're talking about a situation that it was found with a non-Jew, not that it was just found on the street. Well, then instead of the Brisa saying, that if it was cooked, that we just follow the majority of people who eat meat in the city, why is that? Well, v'nechsi, why don't we see? Who's holding on to it? Is it a non-Jew holding on to it, or is it a Yid holding on to it? Why is it that our measure is, who are the majority of the meat eaters in the city? So the Gemara says, no, hachmaiskin, what we're talking about over here, ba'amid v'ra'ehu. It's where he's standing and he sees the person. He's looking down the block, there's a fellow parked his car, got out of it, opened the trunk, is taking care of a bunch of bags over there, and as he closes his trunk, a bag falls on the floor. He doesn't realize that, he walks away, and the fellow who's watching this from down the block runs over, opens up the bag, and sees some cooked meat inside. So over here, it wasn't Nis'al min ha'ayin, it was always being watched. He doesn't know who the owner of the car is, and he can't see if there's a picture of Shiloh or Chamsa inside, so then it would only be okay to have this cooked meat, and the majority of the Eichli Basar of the city are Jews. And we ask another question on Rav Toshma. There's a Mishnah Maseches Shkalim that tells us the meat that is found in the Hazara of the Beis HaMikdash, if it was a varm, if it was full limbs, we have to assume it's a carbon oila. That's because they would cut it up into limbs and then put it on the Mizbeach. Now here's the continuation of the Mishnah, Nimsa B'Gvulin, if it was found outside the Beis HaMikdash, or outside Yerushalayim for that matter, a varim, if it was full limbs, Nevelois, we have to assume that it's a Nevela, Chatichas, if it was cut into pieces, Mutaris, then they're Mutar, because only if it's a Vela, it's going to be cut into large Evarim. And Mechitim, if you want to suggest, Hachanami here also, Ba'amid V'ra'ehu, we're talking about where he sees the person with the meat, well, Evarim, Nevela Samai. And when he finally comes to the place where his meat had dropped in the fellow, and he sees that it's an Avar, it's a full limb, why would he assume that it's a Nevela? Nevela is just cast out into the street because the person doesn't want it. Over here, the person was holding on to it and it dropped, and maybe he didn't realize. So just because it's a full limb, why would you assume that it's a Nevela? So it can't be that situation. It must be that he just found the meat, and so we see the Basar Shana Salmon Ayin is not a problem. Answers the Gemara, no. Midu Tama El Rav, isn't this whole question on Rav? Itmar Allah, it was stated on this very clearly that Rav Amarav holds Mutars Mishum Nevela, Velevi Ar Mutars Machila. When we say over here Mutaris, that if it's cut into pieces, it's Mutter, it doesn't mean that it's Mutter to eat. It means that it's Mutter, the Hainu, it's not Nevela, so it's not Matame, but it doesn't mean that you're allowed to eat it according to Rav. And why would that be? Again, because Rav's Lashitasoi, the Basar Shana Salmon Ayin is Usser. So once again, we're going to have a question on Rav. Now says the Gemara, Bahadur Rav, Labafarish Itmar, El Machal Itmar, that which Rav had said, this whole discussion of Basar Shana Salmon Ayin, that it's Usser, because we're afraid he was switched out for Nevela, he didn't say that Beferish. We infer it from something that happened. We're to see this, Rav, Havayosa Mavar the Ishtatis. Rav was waiting by the ferry of the Ishtatis River. Chazul Gavar, he saw a fellow, Tavakam Chavaresha, that he was hollowing out, or he was washing out the head of an animal in the river. Tzadihon Bez on top, Nafal Mine, it fell from him into the river. Azal, the fellow went, Icy Soto, he brought a basket, Shada, he threw it into the river, trying to pull up the head of his that fell in. And what happened? Asik Train, two heads came up in his basket. Now, Omar Rav, Rav commented, Avdinami Hachi, is this the way that it works? Does a person lose one thing and then he finds two of the same? No, it must be that there was another head here previously, and that's for sure Usser. So as in LA, he Ussered both heads because he didn't know which one was the fellow's and which one was the one that he just pulled out of the river, which was probably not kosher. However, Amalev Kahana of Asu Rav, Rav Kahana Rasi asked Rav, the Yisru Shchichi the Ter Leshchichi, are you saying that Isser meat is more Shchiach than Heter meat? Why is that? Since we're in a place where Heter meat is actually more Shchiach, so why don't we assume that the other head that the fellow pulled out of the river is also perfectly fine? Why are you assuming that that head is not kosher? Mainly you have to Ussur both of them, even though his head is kosher. Again, he doesn't know which one it is. Really, both heads should be kosher. So Amalev Rav responded to them, the Yisru Shchichi Tfei, in this area, Isser is actually more Shchiach. That's because of Basar Shana Salmon Ayin. Ask the Gemara V'chim Echol Amai, just because his din of Rav is being inferred and he didn't say it explicitly, why does it make a difference? It's Masha from his very statement that we only know it from inference and not from an explicit statement of Rav that somehow makes it nafkamina l'halacha. Why does it make a difference? It seems that Basar Shana Salmon Ayin is Usser. So the Gemara answers, no, Parvasa Dav Kavim Havai. This is a Parvasa, a port of non-Jews, and therefore this case could be different. Actually, Teda, you should know, the Ka'amr Lui had told them, the Yisru Shchichi Tfei, that Isser is more Shchiach. In other words, it could be that Rav only Ussered this case because in a port where he knew that it was actually more common to find Nevela there. But in the previously discussed cases where kosher meat was the Rav, maybe Rav doesn't Asser. So that would be the only issue if it was being learned from a klal. Either way, though, we still say that Rav holds that Basar Salmon Ayin is Asser. Says the Gemara S, El Rav, Hey Chacham Israel, how did Rav eat meat? If he always has a chashash, Basar Salmon Ayin, how did he end up eating meat? And the answer is, either B'shati Doi Olam Ein Mine, that either was at the time that Oshach that he made sure he didn't take his eye off of it. Alternatively, we could say, B'tsayr V'chasuma, that's how it was wrapped up and there was a seal or a sign or stamp on it, and then he knows it wasn't switched out. Alternatively, we could say besimono, then he made a simon on the meat itself. Had Rabbi Rav Huna, just like Rabbi Rav Huna, mechatech le'atlas karnosa, he would cut it on three corners, meaning basically he'd make his meat in a triangle shape. That was to make sure that people of his household didn't steal his meat. That'd be valid simon. So even if he's not watching it 24/7, he knows that this is his meat. We have a story about this. Rabbi Havakazal Beir of Chan Chasone. Rav was on his way to Rav Chan and his son-in-law. Chazi Mavro de Kasi Lape. He saw the Mavro, the ferry of the river, was coming to towards him right when he got to it. Amar, he commented, Mavrakasi Lapi, the ferry is coming towards me right when I need it. Yemetav Lagoi, that means there's going to be some sort of yomtiv, some sort of feast inside, meaning in Rav Chanan, my son-in-law's house, because this is a good sign. Now, Azal, when he got there, come above, he came to the door. Azik Bez Dasha, he peeked through a crack that was over there. Chazik Hevasa Italia, he saw that there was a lot of animals hanging. They're clearly preparing for some sort of feast. Tarfa Bava, he knocked on the door. Nafik Asu Kuli Amal Ape, everyone came out to greet him. Asu Tabachi Nami, even the Shechtim and the butchers came out to him. However, Loy Alam Rav Enimine, Rav didn't take his eyes off of the meat that was hanging. Amr Luhu, he told them, Iku Hashta, if it's like now, meaning I was just relying on your shmira of the meat, so Sfisle Yisrael B'nei Bras, you'd have ended up giving Isser to the sons of my daughter because you just walked out and you were watching the meat. So it's good that I was watching it. Now, bottom line is, Loy Alam Rav Me'ahu Besra, Rav did not end up eating from that meat. The question is, by time, why not? If you want to say it's because Basr Salman Ayin, that's not true. Haloy Yalim, it never left anybody's eye because when Rav came, he was watching it. Allah rather than Nachash, you want to say it's because of Nachash? Nachash means he was Menachesh. What's Menachesh? This comes from the word Nichosh, which means divination. It's basically when a person relies on signs, omens, simonim, and like, and that determines their course of action. So you might say that Rav did that. Remember when he was by the ferry and was coming towards him, he said, oh, this is a great sign. It must mean there's going to be a Siba, some sort of Suda in the house. So you might say perhaps he relied on Nichosh in order to be able to travel, and that's why he didn't eat from the meat. Well, that can't be because Amar Rav. Rav says clearly, call Nachash, she'ena kel Ezer ben Avram, u'chin shem shol, ena Nachash. Any Nichosh, any divination, which is not like Eliezer ben Avram or Yonasan ben Shol, so it's not a problem of Nichosh. What's this referring to? So we know when Eliezer ben Avram was on his way to find the wife for Yitzchak, he made a sign for himself that if the girl says, here's for you to drink and your camels, then she's the one. And Yonasan, who's one of the sons of Shaul HaMelech, just he and his arms bearer approached an entire station of Plishtim, and he made a sign, if they tell us, come up to us, that's a simon we should attack them. And in both these instances, Eliezer and Yonasan completely relied on their sign. That was their sole determining factor if they're going to go forward or not. So that's Nichosh. As was to Rav, he used other factors as well that told him whether or not to travel. There wasn't real Nichosh, says the Gemara. El Suzer Shos Havai. This is Suzer Shos. It wasn't a Suzer Mitzvah. That's because it was a Bas Hamad Chacham marrying Am Haaretz. And Rav, Lem Mishanim Suzer Shos. Rav didn't eat from Suzer Shos, and that's why he didn't eat the meat. Now, can you discuss Nichosh? Rav, Badagim Mavra. Rav used to check with the ferry, and if the ferry was coming towards him or if it was readily available, so that was a good sign. That was a good omen that he was able to travel. But again, he did not rely on it 100%. He used other factors as well to determine if he should travel. And Shmuel, Badagim Basafra. Shmuel would check in his safer. He would open up a safer and see what it said. He would check a child. He would ask a child what pasuk he was learning, and based off of that and other factors as well, he would determine his course of action. And again, this is not nichosh because they're not relying solely on that information. Also, you just mentioned relying on a pasuk. We have a story about this. Kulishani de Rav, all years that Rav was the head of Bavel, have a kasavli Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan, when he would write him a letter with either a question or an answer, he would address him as follows: L'kadam Rabbeinu Shai Bavel, to our master in Bavel. Okay, Nachnashi, when Rav passed away, have a kasavli Shmuel. So Rabbi Yechanan would write the following to Shmuel: L'kadam Chaveirenu Shai Bavel, to our colleague in Bavel. And Amar, Shmuel said to himself, Lo yadali midi de Rabbi Ano, do I not know something that I'm considered his Rebbe in, that he would write to me Rabbeinu, that I'm the master? And this was just for Kavod HaTorah. He obviously wasn't just caring about his own Kavod. He was worried this is going to cause a lessening of Kavod HaTorah in Bavel. And therefore, what did Shmuel do to prove himself? Kasav, he wrote, Shadalei Ibur de Shitin Shani. He sent all the calendrical calculations of Ibur, of extensions of the months and the years, for 60 years. And he sent to Rabbi Yechanan. How Rabbi Yechanan wasn't impressed. Amar, he said, Hashach Cheshbon Ba'al Miyada. What, he just knows Cheshbonus? That's something special. So Kasav Shadalei, he wrote and sent him the following, Tlaser Gamle Sveke Trefasa, 13 camel loads of Suffolk Trefas. That wasn't actually 13 camel loads. It just means he sent him a lot of questions of Suffolk Trefa. Maybe this means Suffolk Trefa of birds. Either way, these are much more complicated shilas. Now, once he received this, Amar Bichan said, Isli Rab Bavel. Oh, now I have master in Bavel. Isil Chazye, let me go and see him. So what did he do? Amalili Nuka, he said to a child who's nearby, Psychli Psukech, tell me the pasuk that you're learning. Amar Le, so he told him from Navi Shmuel, Shmuel Mace, and Shmuel died. So Amar Bichan said to himself, Shmamino Nachnashi de Shmuel, I see from here that Shmuel passed away, and therefore I'm not going to travel. Now, actually, he wasn't so. Lechshach Shmuel, Shmuel didn't die. Ella, ki hechadloi litshach Rabbi Yechanan. The only reason why Hashem had this pasuk come out is because he didn't want to be matrich, didn't want to trouble Rabbi Yechanan to go visit Shmuel and Bavel, therefore he had the child say this pasuk. And we continue telling you, Rabbi Shimon Lazar, he tells us, by his tinuk v'isha, building a house, having a child, or marrying a woman, even though it's not an issue of nichosh, yesh simen, there is a simen. In other words, it's a good simen if after the birth of a baby, after building a new house, or after getting married, a person's successful in his first business venture, so he can and actually should continue. That's not a problem of nichosh, that's just a good simen, and that's fine. Rabbi Lazar, he says, it has to be that there's three times chazaka that this happens. And only then we say, if he's successful, he should continue. If he's not successful, though, he shouldn't push it too much in his dealings, because there's somewhat of a chashash that he's not going to be successful. And how do we know this? The pasuk says, when they returned to Yosef and Mitzrayim, and they told their father Yaakov that they have to bring Binyamin, what did he say? Yosef einanu, Yosef's not here. Shimon einanu, Shimon's not here. Remember, Yosef had put him into jail when they had got there the first time. Vez Binyamin kachu, you're going to take Binyamin. And then what did the pasuk say afterwards? V'alai tiyu kulana, everything's now going to come down on me. So we see that if something bad happens three times, that's a simon that more bad things are going to continue happening, and the opposite is true as well with good things. And go back to Basra Let's say the meat that was misal min ayin, it was left unsupervised, was in a string. It was a whole bunch of them attached on a string. So I told him, don't be a fool regarding charuzin. That's not a problem. It's fine. Now, some say that this is what he had said. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. The Rav Huna said, b'shem Rav, charuzin arayz a simin. Not that it was a question and answer, but that it was a statement. Rav Kahanul from Nara, Rav Kahanul from Nara, Viz Rav Kahanul and Pum Nara, b'mal yom kipuri, erev yom kipurim, asu urvei, ravens came, shavdu kadi v'kulisa. They were throwing livers and lungs on the street. Amar Lehi told him, shkel v'chol, you could take and eat it, not a problem. Why is that? Because in the Teresh Shechech Tvei, today, since erev yom kipur, and a lot of people shechting and eating, so hatter is much more shchiach, so even though ravens are throwing it down, it wouldn't have to be chashish, this is a trefa. No, another story, Rav Chibur Oven, Israelei Karkashta, Beinei Dani, that's proper gersa, Rav Chibur Oven, he lost a karkashta, which is the end of the intestinal tract. He lost it among his barrels, and then he found one. The problem is, Basar Shalman Ayin, so Aslak made Rav Huna, came to Rav Huna. Amalei Rav Huna asked him, Isla Chasiman of Gave, do you have a simon on it that you know for sure this is yours? Amalei told him, Loi, I don't have a simon. So Rav Huna continued asking him, Isla Chatvias Ain of Gave, do you have Tvias Ayin in it, which means you have recognition? Are you able to tell? Do you know that this is yours even though you don't have a simon? Amalei told him, In, yes. So he responded, Imkan, if that's so, Zil Shkol, you could take it to eat it, no problem, because you have Tvias Ayin, even though it was Basar Shin Salman Ayin, since you know that this is your piece, you recognize it, even without a simon, not a problem. And another story, Rav Chuza, Isla Gab Bisra, he lost the back of the cow, not the back part of the cow, but like its actual back, as in the gav, or which would be really the top part of the cow. And also, come Rav Nachman, came Rav Nachman. Amrulay asked him, "Ischa simon b'gave? Do you have a simon on it?" Amrulay told him, "Loi." So he asked him another question, "Ischa tvias ein b'gave? Do you recognize it?" Amrulay told him, "In, yes." So he said, "Fine. Imkan if that's so, zil shkol, you could take it." And another story, this time not with meat, but with something else. Rav Nosam Bar Habayi, Isbalay kibur the tchelta. Nosam Bar Habayi, he lost a whole roll or whole spool of tcheles, meaning it was his wool dyed tcheles, the special blue that you have to use for your tzitzis. And then he found one. The question is that real tcheles, or is it kala elon, which is indigo, and that's indistinguishable from tcheles, and so maybe it's the wrong one. Also, Kamei Rav Chisda, came to Rav Chisda. Amar Rav Chisda asked him, "Ischa siman b'gavei? Do you have a siman on it?" Amar Lehi told him, "Light, I don't." So Rav Chisda asked him, "Ischa tvias ein b'gavei? Do you recognize it?" Amar Lehi told him, "In, yes." So Rav Chisda told him, "No problem. Kain zil shkol, you could take it for yourself. You can consider it tcheles." Now Amar Rava, Rava says, "Mireisha originally Havamina used to think that siman adiv mitvias ein, having a real siman, a real sign, a real identifying feature, that's better than tvias ein. That's better than saying I recognize it. I know that it's mine. Why is that? Hamadrin aved to besimano? We'll return aved a lost object with a siman. Tzadiv avam nafal on top. V'loy madrin mitvias ein." But we do not return a lost object just because a person recognizes it. A person finds an Aveda, he makes an announcement, someone comes and says, "I lost something. Oh yeah, I recognize it, it's mine." We don't give it to him unless it fells a Talmud Chacham. We're not going to give it to him. So originally I used to say, says Rava, that a simon is better than Tvias Ayin. However, now that I heard all these members we just said before, Amin I say, Tvias Ein Adifa, the recognition is actually better. And the only reason why, specifically by an Aveda, we don't give something based off Tvias Ayin, based off recognition, that's because the Gemara says that Gezel v'arayos nafshish al adam sa'avim lehenim chamdasan. Specifically with Gezel, stealing, and Arayas, a person desires them so much, he might come to lie and say, "Yeah, I recognize it." And so that's why Aveda, we can't trust any regular person, only Tzurim Rabbanon, only Chashvei Talmud Chacham. But when it comes to other things that have to do with recognition, such as lost meat or tchilas or something like that, that wouldn't be a problem. We wouldn't have to be chashvei, that's something else. And he continues explaining this point. The Ilatam Achiv, we don't say that. Hechsum Mutter Ishtai, how is a blind person mutter to be with his wife? He can't see her. And Bnei Adam, Ech Mutter Mishasem Belaila, a regular person at nighttime when there's no lights, how is he allowed to be with his wife? Elo Mutvias Eina Dekala, it must be with voice recognition. Tvias Eina means recognition. Kala means voice. He knows that this is how his wife sounds. Chanam Sot over here, in all his previous cases, is because of Tvias Ein, it's recognition, and we'll trust that. Now we're going to keep on going to the Mishnah, can conclude the whole sugya. Amar Yitzchak Bridge from Sharsha, Tidu Shinoh, the Ilu Asu Beitre, that's proper gear. So if two people come, the Amri, and they say, the Planya, the High Simani, the High Simane, Katal Nafsha, such and such fellow, this and that are his Simanim, meaning these are the ways that you can tell that this is that person. He has a scar here, he has a mark over there. He killed somebody, we saw it. We're not going to kill that fellow, because maybe the person we catch that has those Simanim on him is really somebody with identical simanim, but not the murderer. But the Ilu Amri, if these two fellows came to Bezdin and they said, Islan Tfias Eina Begave, we know that that person killed somebody else, so Katlinale, we're going to kill him because we consider him the murderer. And Amar Vashi Vashi says, Teda, you should know the Ilu Amri, initial Shluche, if a fellow tells a Shliach, Kari Laplanya, go call such and such fellow, the High Simani, the High Simani, these and that are his identifying features. So Safik Yadale, Safik Loyadale, it's going to be a Safik. Maybe it's him, maybe it's not him, because maybe he's going to find the person with those features, but really, it's not the person whom he's supposed to call. The Ilu Isla Tfias Eina Begave, but if he recognizes the fellow, he knows who he is. So kichazile yadale. When he sees him, he knows who he is. He knows to invite him, to call him. So we actually see from here that tvius ayin, recognition, is in a way much better than regular simanim. We're going to time for the day, pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah, going back to discuss Gid Anasha. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.